Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 67. My name's Nick Tan and I shall be bringing you some of the best music you have never heard. And you've never heard it because it's never been on the radio. And do you know why it's not been on the radio? Because it's too bloody good. Loads of songs tonight from some artists that I've played in the past and some that I haven't played yet, and a whole mixed bag tonight. But quite jumpy around stuff, I think. Quite jumpy around stuff. Is that a genre? Do we care? Nah, of course we don't. Right, I'm going to kick off with a great track by a guy called Paul Liddell, who I've played probably since not quite day one, but I've been playing him for ages. This is a fantastic track of his. It's called Monsoon Rain.
Do you ever think about getting off the conveyor belt of how life's meant to be? Refuse, I will not take this path in front of me. So lead a tidy life and let yourself fade with a smile on your face while you're getting paid. And you feel the world will never be the same. Tears roaring through you like a monsoon rain. No more crying, unhappy feelings. What you believe in is so misleading. It's not a question. Finding meaning, life is the answer, love is the reason. Do you ever think to yourself in a moment of clarity, this isn't the way that my life was meant to be? You try to avoid the pursuit of some dude in a suit who will try to dilute you and make you a machine. No more crying, unhappy feelings. What you believe in is so misleading. It's not a question of finding meaning. Life is the answer, love is the reason. Happy feelings, what you believe in is so misleading. It's not a question of finding meaning. Life is the answer, love is the reason. No more crying, unhappy feelings. What you believe in is so misleading. It's not a question of finding meaning. Love is the answer, love is the reason. No more crying, unhappy feelings. What you believe in is so misleading. It's not a question of finding meaning. Life is the answer, love is the reason.
This is Matt from King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
And yeah, very good. Sorry, I'm also here with my daughter, Izzy. Hello, Izzy.
Hello.
She talks like this because she's three. No, she doesn't. And that was Paul Liddell. And we like Paul Liddell, don't we? Do we like Paul Liddell? We like Paul Liddell, yes. My favourite of the podcast, and that's his new song. I don't know if it's his new song, actually. He just sent me a low, because I used to play the same song all the time, which was... Ghost Car, and I emailed him one day and said, look, I really like this song, but have you got anything else? So he sent me quite a few more, and I think I played Boots a while ago, which is quite a good song as well, and I really like that one too. So find out about him at paulliddell.com. nice and simple. So all this music I'm playing to you tonight is unsigned. Kind of, it's all independent anyway. I just play stuff that's independent stuff. People send me their tracks. There are a few little independent record labels. I mean, I've got an independent record label myself, Pure Acoustic Records, but it's just me and Tom Caulfield on it. So it's really small, and it pays for me to do this podcast for free. You know, so it's all kinds of music. Tonight we've got a real nice big mixture. Like I said at the top of the show, I want a bit of a jump around stuff. I fancy something a little bit move, you know, a bit rhythmic, a bit jumping around. There's some quieter bits as well. I've got some jazz, I've got some really nice guitar, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, look, let's just crack on with it, shall we? Let's listen to this. This is Dawn and the Forefathers. This is their new single. I'm not sure if it's out yet or if it's out in March, but I want to play it anyway because it's brilliant. This is Dawn and the Forefathers and When Will the Children Learn?
I finally found a damn good reason to storm ahead and not be burdened by the remains of the day. Their tongues have tattered, my words have stuttered, I've made my bed in many gutters, I've heard what the naysayers a surging boredom, there's simply just no time to waste. There's no time to waste. I want to scale the tallest towers and see the patch of grander flowers. I don't.
G'day, I'm Eck from Channel Eck. Streif, you're listening to Is This Thing On with Nick Tan.
Thanks, Eck, and thanks, Dawn and the Forefathers, for When Will the Children Learn? The single's out soon, not too sure when. Get along to myspace.com/ Doyle and the Forefathers. Next, I'm going to play you a great track. This is by a Japanese band called Shinsei Kamata-chan.
ないね君らしいね本人はロマンという尊厳があるはずだ子供は夕方6時を過ぎても打ち 変わらない。なぜなら親のことなど頭にはない。男の子は男の子は。スペイン、フランス、アトランティスム、カンボジア。被害届けが親から出されてても、男の子はそっちのけさ。およくたばるまで男の前に。月が見たいってんならさ、東の方へ行こう。卵は買いたいっつーのなら南の方へ行こう。遠回りがしたいってんならよ、北から行っちまおう。君の知らない時はきらっと光り出した時、そしてあなたの舞台に遠くへ行こうぜ。もう別な心のギア上げて気持ち出すや、高く指風を抱き君の愛を。きっと知らない今笑いを覚めるだろう。きっと今より悲しい気分に落ちてしまうだろう。そうしたことの全て積み重ねられた時、僕が僕で君が君ではいか問われるだろう。そうさ、くたばる時まで男のままを追い求めようぜ。だから理解できないことに彼と時間を費やす。安心でない瞳がキラッと光り出したらさ、そう見らない歌でも歌いに遠くへ行こうぜ。あの距離行きたいと言うなら西の方へ行こう。そう景色が見たいってなるよ、東の方に行こう。もうタバコが買いたいっつうのなら南の方へ行こう。遠回りがしたいってならよ、北から行っちまおうぜ。キラッと光り出した時、そうしない僕の舞台に遠くへ行こうぜ。高骨な心のギア上げて気持ち安い。君を考えちゃうと鳴らし続けろ。
Love it. That's Shinsei Kamoto-chan and Ottawa, what's it called? Ottawa Roman Days. And find out about them. You can actually go to jpoplovernet.blogspot.com to find out about them, because he's the guy, or girl, not quite sure, who sent me that track ages and ages ago. They've also got Facebook pages. Or, of course, you can go to the website, which is this thing on podcast.com. What's it called, Izzy? Is this thing on podcast? Yeah, that's right. What is on is Paul Lane came along this week. Actually, he didn't come along. He's on the phone on this one. I apologise for the first 4 minutes of this because there's some humming that was going on. I managed to get rid of the hum after 4 minutes. So if you can endure it for 4 minutes, there's some great stuff, some very, very good music. Anyway, this is what happened earlier on this week. Well, Paul...
Hello, Nick.
Hello, mate. It's that time of the week again, isn't it?
It is that time of the week, yeah. We've had a bit of a nightmare sort of trying to get together again this week, so we're using this wonderful thing known as technology, aren't we?
We are. So I've got my phone plugged in, because I noticed earlier on it was running out of battery, so I didn't want it to conk out halfway through. So
That would have been interesting.
I've actually taken a picture of how it looks at the moment, so I'll pop that up on the website so people can see what was going on, what is transpiring at the moment. So what have you been listening to this week, Paul?
I have been listening to a young gentleman by the name of Johnny Dark, who I discovered about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I kind of stumbled across him, really. I was messing about on Reverb Nation, and found his stuff. So I went and had a little listen. I was really, really impressed. So I got in touch with him, and he sent me over his EP on MP3, and I said, oh, I really like it. It's called Pride and Envy. And I'll give you a little bit of background to our man Johnny. He's 20 years old. He's from London originally, but he's now based in Manchester. He's re-releasing this EP in mid-February on CD. And so the official date is going to be announced on his website, which is johnnydark.com. Now, he recorded the whole thing in his bedroom, and he played all the instruments himself, except for the violin. So he's quite a talented chap. He kind of put on his covering email that he sent to me that he liked the fact that he played everything on it. So he said basically if it's rubbish, it's all his fault, you know. So which is quite a nice outlook, but also if it turns out to be great, well, it's all down to him as well. And I think it is great. I think it's a really good EP. So yeah, the EP is called Pride and Envy. And there's 7 tracks on it, and I really like it. It's a really it's quite a varied sort of listen. It's quite challenging in places, but I think it takes sort of the listener on quite a journey, really. The opening song, Travelling Song, is got quite a slow build up to it, and his vocals on this particular song remind me of a mix of Ollie Brown, who, I don't know if you know him, Nick, dear. Ollie Brown, he's a young blues guy based in London, and Tom York.
I know Tom York. He's in Radiohead.
Yeah. Do you remember Cal Owen, who I talked about?
I do remember Cal Owen, who you talked about.
Sorry?
I remember the name, but I don't know what you said about him.
Well, I said he was really good, but he reminds me, and anyway, Johnny Dark's vocals remind me of Cal Owen's vocal style a little bit, especially on this opening song, Travelling Song. Now, the song kind of, it starts off quite stark, and like the acoustic guitar, the guitar style, his playing style reminds me of another blues guy, an American fella called Eric Bibb, and his style of playing is quite like that. But then it kind of builds up, there's a bit of flute in there, it's quite psychedelic, and it builds up quite slowly, and the feel of it again reminds me of have you heard of a guy called Rodriguez?
Isn't there
a Mexican guy, a bit of a cult figure. He put out an album called Cold Fact in about 1970, and it sold like 2 copies, and then it got reissued sort of 10 years later, and then it became this massive cult hit, and he's still doing really well off it now. But it reminds me of him, this fellow Rodriguez. So there's a real mixture in there of you know, sort of sounds and influences, and you know, it's an intriguing opener to the EP, I think. The next track, Blue, that's quite melancholic, quite lovely, slightly understated, I think, and the feel of it is very much like Karma Police, which is an amazing song, of course. So, you know, again, it builds up, there's more instruments going as the song goes on. It's kind of like you're looping, I suppose, a bit like what old Matt Stevens does with his guitars. You know, he sort of builds songs up with different layers of guitars, but he builds up the song by adding different instruments in, and it just builds up with a big cacophony of sounds, you know. And that's the sort of theme that runs throughout the EP. I Follow My Leader is the most kind of angst-driven of the track. It's got distorted vocals, but there's a vulnerability within the vocals that remind me a little bit of Matt Hales, who's the singer of Aquila.
Yeah, I know Aquila as well. I'm doing well this week.
Sorry, mate?
I'm doing well this week, Aquila, Tom York.
Yeah. You're a fan of Aquila, yeah?
I am indeed, yeah.
Yeah, he's a talented fellow. He's from Southampton. Bless him.
Is he?
Quite menacing, quite dark. There's a lot of effects. There's quite an angry guitar lick in there. It's pretty uneasy listening, I would say. And there's a real blood-curdling scream at the end. It's pretty sort of powerful stuff, isn't it? And then that goes from that into the next track, I Like the Rain, which is one of the tracks that we'll be playing in the background. which is a song that I heard that kind of made me want to hear more. And this is the most commercial moment on the EP. There's a real nice Englishness to the lyrics. The chorus goes, "I like the rain. It reminds me that I'm not in Spain." You know, I quite like that. That sort of sentiment of kind of, I don't know, sort of, yeah, all right, it's raining, but it's home. Do you know what I mean?
It's our rain.
Exactly. I like that. The melodies are quite sort of sugary, and it's pop music, but without being patronising. It's intelligent, it's layered, it's uplifting stuff. I really like that. That was one of my pick of the tracks on the EP, and like I said, it was the song that kind of got me into wanting to know more about Dark in the first place. 20 is a nice acoustic song, very simple chords with an intimate feel, subtle vocals. I think it reminds me of something from Bombay Bicycle Club's last album.
I've heard of them, but I haven't heard their music.
Sorry?
So I've heard of the Bombay Bicycle Club, but I haven't heard their music.
I think you like the last album, mate.
Yeah?
Floors, yeah. It's pure acoustica. You know, it's just acoustic all the way through. It's fantastic. And real nice, kind of, again, quite understated, quite melancholic. Nice vulnerability to it. It's great. I really like it. There's a nice sentiment in the lyrics. He's 20 years old, right? But he's writing lyrics like, "I'm older now, but I will not give up my childish dreams." I'm 33, I'm not giving up my childish dreams. So, you know, I don't think you ever grow out of that. Well, I hope not, anyway. Pride and Envy, title track. It's layered with violin, quite a mournful sort of violin, but then it kind of drives on, it's quite purposeful, but at the same time, quite atmospheric, quite echoey. That's it, in a nutshell. Pride and Envy, the EP by Johnny Duck, fantastic. Like I say, it's a varied listen, quite challenging in places. You know, it varies, it's a real journey. You go from the sort of angsty, sort of easy listening of I Follow My Leader to the uplifting, sort of unpretentious pop of I Like the Rain. And then there's the stark, sort of melancholic beauty of a track like 20. So I like it. It's really interesting lyrics, quite introverted lyrics at times, I'd say. Quite insightful. You know, his influences are quite clear, you know, sort of Radiohead, Jeff Buckley, Frank Turner, that sort of thing. So Johnny Dark is this week's tip of the top. I think well worth keeping an eye on.
Fantastic. Where can we find out more about Johnny Dark?
To find out more about Johnny Dark, go to his website, johnnydark.com. It's JONNYDARK.com. And he's also got quite a lot of videos up on YouTube, so youtube.com/JohnnyDarkMusic. Head on over to the website, got links to everything he does. You can get the EP off of that. He's not got any gigs immediately coming up, but like I say, the EP is going to be re-released in mid-February, and I believe he's looking to sort of play some gigs around that release. So, check it out, johnnydark.com. Johnny Dark, real good talent, I would say. So, well worth keeping an eye on.
Marvellous, mate, marvellous. That's fantastic. All right then, Paul. So, I'm actually going to see you on Friday, aren't I?
Yes, you are. Yes, sure. Well, by the time this goes out, when is this going to go out?
This is going on, hopefully Saturday or Sunday. So, yeah,
If it goes out on Saturday, I'll be worse for wear. And on Sunday, I'll probably be in bed recovering.
Yeah, I think if you're lucky, in bed recovering. Or hospital.
Jim from Gideon's Demise did text me on the Sunday just gone and said, "Just think, mate, this time next week you'll be naked in Spain." You know.
Brilliant.
But we should let the listeners in on it, shouldn't we? It's like stag weekend this weekend, isn't it?
It's a whole weekend
of drinking, mate. I've not done it for a while, so it could be interesting.
Interesting.
Mm. Well, I'll be aging quite tragically by this time next week, I think.
Yeah, well, I've got to do a podcast after this, so I've got a couple of days of sobriety, and then we'll see what happens when it gets to Saturday.
Indeed. All right, mate. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure as always.
Lovely, and now I'll see you soon.
Yeah, take care, mate.
Nice one.
Cheers.
That was lovely, wasn't it? Really, really nice. I'm really sorry about the appalling sound quality of that. I didn't do a very good job of that, did I? But I was under pressure this afternoon. Lots of things going on in the house. Got a house full of people, haven't I, Izzy?
Yeah.
There's a house full of women today. Ah, oh, loads of them. Loads of them around here making a noise, making a mess and making a lovely dinner as well. So I won't complain too much. So sorry about the sound quality there, but the music sounded good, didn't it? And if you want to find out about the tracks the tracks that Paul played, go to unplugthejukebox.com. Unplugthejukebox.com. I should do some jingles, shouldn't I? I never really have the time to do jingles. Or is it the inclination? I don't know. If you want to do a jingle, send one in. Give us a shout. Send something in to... what's the website called? Not the website. What's the email address? I've forgotten everything. It's probably going to be in... Oh, it's this thing on podcast at gmail.com. Hang on, there's a jingle for that.
Email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. With your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra.
Ah, see, I knew there was one there. I knew there was one there. It's not my fault. It's Maker's Mark's fault, okay? It's not my fault. Right, now, in that little exchange I had with Paul earlier on, you might have heard me mention that I'll get along to his stag night, which was actually last night, which I missed, unfortunately, because I was playing bass for a lovely guy called Mike Vaughan, and we played in Hampton's last night. It was quite a good night, actually. Quite enjoyed myself. It's very easy, just sitting around in a playing bass in a band as opposed to just front, you know, doing the old one-to-one singer-songwriter thing. So I thought what I'd do is I'd play a track of his so you can see, you know, so there's a little bit of continuity, bit of a story going on. You see what I did there? Well, this is a demo. This is very, very much a demo, as Mike did try and impress on me when he gave it to me. But I still think the song comes through. Like he said, there's some, you know, it is just a demo he sent me to say, look, this is how the song goes, Nick. Work out some bass. We did a rehearsal. It was quite a good night, actually, considering the amount of rehearsal we had or didn't have. In fact, the drummer and the guitarist I met for the first time last night on stage when we turned up. So we'd all actually been rehearsing independent of each other and then turned up on the night. So I don't really know how it sounded, to tell you the truth. The fold-back, I could just hear me and the drummer. And people seem to be smiling. People seem to be into it. But I didn't really hear much apart from that. Anyway, enough talking. Let's go and listen to this track. This is the track that I first heard Mike play just before Christmas at a bar called 90 Degrees in Southampton. And I thought, this is a great track. I'd love to play bass on this. Last night I did. Have a listen to this.
Chance to fly away.
intoxicated by the dreams of yesterday. Let your true self be seen aboard the rocket ship and never be afraid to dream. Yesterday I had the Monday morning blues. I was down about the early morning news. It said you can go to outer space, but I knew that I'd never have a place. Let your true self be
こんにちは、ニクさん。私はノーニーと言います。ニクさんの It's Easy On Podcast の日本のリスナーです。
Fantastic. That was Mike Vaughan and a great song called Will We Ever Get to Mars.It's fantastic. Great fun to play as well. Really enjoyed myself last night. So thanks,thanks Mike. And hopefully we should do it again. And hopefully he's going to come and play drums for me as well, which would be quite nice too. I don't know what sites he's got, but if you're interested in listening to his stuff, give us a shout on the website, isthisthingonpodcast.com. Make a comment on the post and I'll get back to you. Or maybe Mike will get back to you. Who knows? Now, earlier on when I introduced the show, I did mention that there's some independent record labels that send me stuff as well. I do check them out to make sure they're not sort of like big labels, but you know, big labels that aren't really bothered with me anyway. But now, you might remember a few weeks ago, this is all connected by the way, I know I'm rambling a little bit, I played a great track by a band called Vendor Defender. Well, the guy from Vendor Defender, whose name escapes me, and people that know me will this will become, this is no shock to them that I've forgotten somebody's name. And he emailed me this week and said he is a co-owner or co-something, see, it's a bit sketchy, of a independent record label called something on my list. Is he wrote out for me? No, 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 it's not that one, is it? Where is it? Oh, yeah. Resarassetorecords.com. And they sent me a couple of tracks. He sent me a couple of tracks. It's another one. I'm like, how am I supposed to remember that record label? R-E-S-A-R-A-S-E-T-O. Resarassetorecords.com. Anyway, the band is called Eastern Conference Champions, and this is the song. It's a fantastic track, honestly, just a, it's a belter. This is called Bloody Bells.
this is Hannah, and you're listening to Is This Thing On Podcast. I wrote a little jingle for you, Nick, and I hope you like it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Nick Tan, yeah, he's the man. Yes, oh yes, he is. Nick Tan, yeah, he's the man. Yes, oh yes, he is.
I am. I'm the man. I'm the man. I'm the man. That was great. I loved that. That was what was Eastern Conference champions. Yeah, bloody bells. Brilliant. Unfortunately, oh, sorry guys, this just pisses me off. This resaretasardorecords.com. R-E-S-A-R-A-S-E-T-O. Yeah, you know. Anyway, great track. Great bunch of guys, because Render Defender are bloody brilliant as well. And thanks for sending me that track. It was lovely. Now, is this thing on podcast.com if you want to find out information about that. Also, we're back on iTunes again, because I was off iTunes for a little bit while I was messing around with the feed, but we're back on iTunes again. So get onto iTunes, look for Is This Thing On Podcast, look for the purple badge, and make a comment. There's a few comments that have gone on. Thank you very much for you guys to give us a nice rating. It just makes me feel good, you know? Also, on Is This Thing On Podcast.com, there's a Facebook like page. That makes me feel good as well. Yeah? Just makes me feel good. So just go on there, just like it. You haven't got to do anything. You know what it's like with those pages? You click on them and like, you go away. You never go back unless you're me. I go back and I check and I look and see how many people are on it. And if there's not many people on it, I have to go out and kill. So to stop me from going out and killing, go on there and like the page. What does it take you? One click and you might save a life. Well, Liz Longley is somebody I've been playing a lot recently. And I looked on her site the other day and there's a free download. So if you go to LizLongley.com, you will find a free download. And this is the free download. This is a great little track. This is a live track. Beautiful. It's called Go On. Have a listen to this.
This is called Go On. Oh, it's already been brought in. Go on and cross me off your things to do. Go on and bleach me like a stain to be removed. Toss me with the jeans you outgrew. Go on and do what you please. Go on, you lost your chance with me. Go on and pitch me if you're out of my league. Go on, forgive me for not falling to my knees. Trick a fool to follow your lead. Go on and do what you please. Go on, you lost your chance with me. Had I known it from the start, would have never let you in. You had trouble in your step, you had venom in your grin. Thank you. praise yourself for turning me down. Go on and give yourself another round. Go on and do what you please. Go on, you lost your chance. Had I known it from the start, would have never let you in. You had trouble in your step. You had venom in your grin. Had I known it from the start, wouldn't let you through the door. Cause you tempted and tried me and thought I'd be begging for more. No, go on.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Selen. You are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On Postcard.
Lovely. That was, yeah, thanks, Selen. That was Go On by Liz Longley. What a lovely little track that was. I'm really pleased when I've downloaded that. So go to lizlongley.com and there's a few little tracks you can download for free there. I was just chatting to Izzy, actually, my daughter who's here with me. Hello, Izzy.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, she has a high voice when she talks on the podcast. Actually, I'll play your jingle in a minute so we can hear it. I play it quite a lot, you know.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. If you listen to my podcast, which obviously you don't because you're just 14, not sophisticated enough, are you? Yeah. I was just saying that when I do each little bit of speech for the podcast, I have to do this little process, and one of the processes is called normalise, and I do it after every little bit I have. And I was just saying to Izzy, every time I do it in my head, I go, normalise it, normalise it, normalise it. And what were you saying, Izzy? You were saying,
when I put my train ticket through the little thing that says enter, for me it just says enter child. Every time it makes me laugh.
I was just saying, when I'm working in my office and I turn my computer off from the day and it goes ding, 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 ding. And I always think it says, I don't always think it says, in my head it goes, let's all eat cheese. I don't know why. Not only does it say that, I think of my best friend Drew. I don't know why this whole process goes in my head when I leave work. Ding, 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 ding. Let's all eat cheese. I think of Drew. I don't know, Drew Cheese. I think it's a Wallace and Gromit thing in the middle that might link these things together. So if you've got anything like that that you associate with the sound or whatever, make a comment on isthisthingonpodcast.com. It would be lovely. Wouldn't it be lovely? It would be lovely. And if you're listening to this on netradiouk.com, yeah, good evening. It started at 10:30, so we're sort of 49 minutes way through the podcast. So if you start at 10:30, it's about 11:20 now. So if you're listening to this on Net Radio, have a little look at the podcast website, isthisthingonpodcast.com, and then you can see what we're all going on about. And you can look at the links to some of the artists that we're playing tonight. Tonight for you. It's actually tonight for us. It's 9:15. No, it's 9:20 on a Saturday night here. But you can listen to this anytime. So if you like this show and you want to listen to it any other time, go onto iTunes. You can find it there. Or if you have trouble finding it, go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. You'll be able to listen to it and podcasts from 15 upwards. And so if there's any bands that you like, you can put it into the search engine. There's a little search thing there. Search for the band. We might have played them. And if we haven't played them, why haven't we played them? Maybe they haven't sent me any music in. The little tab at the top that says click if you want to subscribe. Not subscribe, what is it? If you want to... What does the tab say? You've never even looked at the website, have you?
I have.
Well, have you? What does it say? Oh, if you want to submit music to the podcast. That's what it says, isn't it? So click on that and it gives you instructions. Pretty detailed instructions how to do it. And also audio instructions how to do it. In fact, you did one, didn't you? You did the English one. But I've got a French one, I've got a German one, I've got a Farsi one. The French one's very nice. It's a brand new one, and it's all in French, as it would be. Yeah, we like all that. So, what shall I play next? I shall play Bella Cardassis. Now, I should have gone to see her, I think it's last week, or it might even be tonight, because she was playing at a thing called Johnstock, which is down in Littlehampton, down here on the south coast, which is where I am, in fact, where we are. I'm in Eastleigh, which is in between Winchester and Southampton. And I should have gone to see, I can't remember. I wanted to go and see Bella perform. She's brilliant. This is what I may have missed. I might be missing now as we speak. This is Bella Cardassis and Sandstorm.
this thing on?
And that was Bella Cardassis and Sandstorm. You can find Bella Cardassis at dirtyoldmyspace.com/Bella-music. And how gorgeous was that? Lovely. Go and check that out. Some really good videos up there as well. She's got some stuff on YouTube I was looking at the other day, which is really nice as well. Okay, we're nearly there. We're nearly at the end. Now, a while ago, I don't know if you like jazz music, but I did a jazz special. If you go to the podcast website, which is this thing on podcast.com, put in jazz, you'll find the jazz special. And this is one of the people that played on that jazz special, a guy called Jason Parker. This is the Jason Parker Quartet, and a magic song. Magic song. Can't find the name of what it's called, though. What's it bloody called? Have I got it written down here? Why isn't it?
You didn't tell me that one.
Didn't I tell you that one?
Sorry, secretary only does.
You wrote them all down, but I didn't tell you that one. I'll tell you what. Oh, it's called Bashart.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it is written there.
It is called Bashart, isn't it? Yep, yep. And if I remember right, this is about his wife. I don't know if he bashes her up, is it, at all? We wouldn't write a song about, a jazz song about bashing your wife up, would you?
Awkward.
It would be a bit awkward, wouldn't it? Dear. Anyway, it's a good bit of music. Twitter.com. Yeah, so you can follow me on Twitter if you like. Best to send me a little message if it's something off the podcast, because then I'll probably follow you back. I get followed by loads of people. I just think, do I know you? Is this a good? I look and I think, oh, they've got 300,000 followers. Do they really need me? Am I really going to make a difference out there? So generally not. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, I will follow you back. But send me a little message and say, hello, it's me off the podcast or something. So anyway, that was. Well, it was a Jason Parker Quartet and Bash Art. I Bash My Heart. Yes. Music to Beat Your Wife By. Not Music to Watch. Don't look at me like that. It could be that. I don't know what goes on in other places. It could be that. Anyway, go and find out. But he's got some great tracks at jasonparkermusic.com. Yes. Jason Parker Music.com. Yeah, sorry, that's a couple of Jacks. Not Jacks, it's Maker's Mark this week. Some people will be pleased about that, won't they? Right, now I've got one more track to play before I play one of my tracks. Now, sometimes I play one of my tracks live, but I'm not going to play one of my tracks live tonight because there's a baby trying to sleep next door, so I'm not going to do it. So while this is playing, this track by Matt Stevens, who was mentioned earlier on, didn't remember Paul mentioned him? And I'm playing this for no other reason that I bloody love this track. I really, really like it. There's a bit in it, it goes ding, 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 ding. And the guitar that he puts in over the top, that's not the loop, because he sets up, what Matt does, he sets up lots of loops running. And they all start running underneath. And then over the top, he does this kind of like, not improvised guitar, but this sort of like a non-loopy guitar. And this guitar that comes in over the top, it's just beautiful. It just brightens your day up. Anyway, listen to this. This is off Matt Stevens' fantastic album. This is called Burnt Out Car. Thank you. told you, didn't I? That was fantastic. Oh, lovely. That's from Matt Stevens' LP, CD, whatever it's called. I can't remember what it's called. Is it Ghost? I think it's called Ghost. Go and find out about that at mattstevensguitar.com. What a prince amongst men he is. Right, I'm going to finish off now. Before I do, something else I've just remembered, actually. Apart from going to existing on podcast.com, apart from going to iTunes and everything else, like I said, if you want to listen to this on iTunes or any other sort of way, there's players for all the podcasts on the site, existing on podcast.com. I made a website for a good friend of mine, Marvin B. Naylor, this week. You might have heard him on a couple of the podcasts ago. Called diaryofabusker.com. So go to diaryofabusker.com because he's written, hey, guess what? He's written a diary of his busking, and you can get this. I think it's about 26 or 27 different days there, and all the people that he meets, how much money he makes every day, and how cold he gets, and what songs he plays, etc. So go and have a look at that. It's a really good read. Really, 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 really good. Really good read. So next week, hopefully, Paul will be back. I've got an interview next week with, who have I got an interview with? Helen Austin. So I'll have another little chat with Helen, maybe a few other people. So why not send me some music in? Why not? Go to the website, isthethingonpodcast.com. There's a little tab up there that says how to submit music to the podcast. And if you don't do it, music, if you know somebody else that does, that'll be interested in doing it, then just send them along there. And they can fill it in. But please do not say, I've got this band you can check out, or I'm in a band, check out my MySpace, because I just won't. I really, really won't go to MySpace. Don't make me go there, because I won't. It just crashes everything for me, and I just don't like the site. It's just horrible. So just send me a couple of tracks. Go onto the website, ifsisingonpodcast.com, and there's all instructions on how to do it. Have I mentioned the website enough? I think I probably have. Well, this is the last song you're going to hear from me today. This is one of my songs. It's from my last album, which you can find at nicktan.bandcamp.com. There are obviously links on the website for all that kind of stuff. This is a short song I wrote, really, really short song, little story, inspired by Elvis Costello, and it's got no chorus. I wanted to write a song with no chorus. I set myself little challenges like this. It's the sort of thing people do. Anyway, it's been lovely playing some great music tonight. It's been nice having my daughter here. She's been doing little bits and pieces. Thank you very much.
It's been pleasure.
Hasn't it been pleasure? It has.
You're going to be nice to me now.
I'm always nice to you. All right, then. Well, thanks very much indeed for listening, and I will speak to you next week. Bye.
The day after the night before, I hear your footsteps walking past my door. Don't know if you'll be around here anymore. I can't be sure. The day after the night before, and I don't care if your boyfriend is a bore. Life with him is nothing short of war. No more, no more. Day after the night before, and I know he'll ask you where the hell you been. While you're screwing me, it's killing him. Not my sin. 3 days after the night before, your tattered dress and bloodstains on the floor, the letters and the photographs I saw.
Wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to
www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be any pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts?
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
To buy my dad's music, go to nicktan.bandcamp.com. Please buy some. I really want to go to university.
This is Richard Vobes. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Pretty good, actually.